We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
End of the show show. End of the show show. Welcome to the end of the show show.
Let's go.
Hi there. Welcome to Gregor's End of the Show Show. Summing up what went down in Seattle for the nerds and on the internet every weekday morning. I'm Gregor. Hello there. Host of Mornings on 107.7 The End, Nerd Talk, the full 90 Extra Time podcast. New episode is up now, Sweet Stephen's Fries. That's hard to say, but it's available wherever you get your podcast. You can always find a link on our social media at 107.7 The End. Follow us on Twitter at Full 90 Extra Time. All right. Let's see. This morning I started listening to an artist called Alex Leahy. I hope I got that right. L-A-H-E-Y?
Yeah.
Specifically because there's this incredible cover that Alex Leahy and friends did of something that's really close to home for me. They covered Welcome to the Black Parade. And Gerard Way from My Chemical Romance says it's awesome.
When I was a young boy, my father took me into the city to see a marching band.
Oh man, it's awesome. Shoutouts to Triple J, an Australian radio station that does a feature called Like a Virgin, where they get an artist to come in and cover something. Rarely, though, is it like an 8-piece band that brings percussion and 5 guitars and an awesome drummer and a great, great, great singer. It's so cool. I 100% encourage you to check it out. I'll tweet it out from at Hey Gregor. You can find it there. It was, wow. I'm still like pretty moved by it. Anyway, that's what I've been listening to. I went and sat down and listened to an album today just because I was like, that's so cool. I gotta hear more of her stuff. You know, Welcome to the Black Parade is an iconic song that I'll never forget. So it's going to be hard for her to top that. But the album's really good. The newest album, I forget what it's called. I didn't write it down. Great, great job, me. So I got some bad news about fall foliage.
In case you missed it, it's the news.
Sad to say, but don't expect the vivid colors of fall to be as intense as the last few years we've grown to love. We've been getting so much rain that things will look pretty, but just won't stick around that long compared to previous years. The ones with long, hot, and dry summers. Ah, stupid garbage summer strikes again! If there's anything good to be taken, weather science celebrity Cliff Mass says that we should start expecting early snow at high elevation. Rainier should get it this weekend.
Cool.
First, she helped the USA win another World Cup, including that VIP trophy and golden boot for most goals in the tournament. 2019 is going to be hard to top for Megan Rapinoe, who's been taken another notch higher, winning FIFA's Female Player of the Year. Now, if you were her, would you just retire now? Or just go full Tom Brady and play for like another dozen seasons?
You just got news.
All right, so I'm sad to say that I've got a bit of outrage about something. I saved it till the second piece here because I wanted to really focus on that music before. But Jared Padalecki, is that his name? Jared Padalecki. I know him as Dean from Golden Girls, Rory's first boyfriend. I'm well-versed on Gilmore Girls. I think I might have said Golden Girls the first time. I'm not going to go back and check. But if I did, then I sound like an idiot. Anyway, what's new, right? Well, after 15 seasons, his other show, Supernatural, is coming to an end. So what's he going to do? He's going to ruin the 90s. You know how? I'll just tell you. He's going to reboot Walker, Texas Ranger. I don't... How are you going to be Chuck Norris, bro? We're not going to write... No one's writing jokes about Jared Padalecki, about his beard being so tough it could defeat... You know, there's no, like, Chuck Norris jokes where it stars this guy. Do you even know Kung Fu? Have you ever fought dead Bruce Lee when he was living? Or the equivalent? Yeah, I don't... Are we really that out of ideas? Couldn't you just like rip off the idea and make it your own without having to do Walker Texas Ranger? I'm reading Nerdist.com about this right now. I'm very mad. It'll just be called Walker. Get rid of that Texas Ranger part so that way they don't have to be confined to just one. But this is outrageous. What are you doing? I like that. The Nerdist calls him Chuck Beardfist Norris. Oh, boy. Just come up with a new show. I'm not sorry. I'm so mad is what I really am. Okay, let's talk about something that we can relate to a little bit better. Dog lover or cat lover? What are you if you had to pick one? I'm allergic to cats. Turns out I'm also allergic to my dog now, which is very odd. I won't get into that. But there's usually this argument that cats are jerks. They like, don't give a crap about you. So someone did a study at Oregon State University, and I'm curious to see if the results hold up.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
New science says that your cat actually likes you. Well, yeah. But it actually likes you more than just as a 24-hour-a-day on-call waiter serving it food whenever Mr. Kitty Whiskers decides he's hungry. Who's a fluffy kitty? A study found that though kitties are independent, it's a security bond that they form. So when you, like, leave and come back, a majority of cats will flock to you just like a dog or even like a human infant. Yeah, but does an infant bring you headless birds or fight spiders at 2 a.m.? No, I don't think so. The nerds at IKEA are working on getting energy neutral by next year and then energy positive by 2030, meaning that they'll actually generate more power than they use, including plans to sell home solar panels in the next few years. The Swedish retailer's always been about going green. Remember when they canceled the Expedit? With those shelves that are perfect for holding records and replaced it with Calax? That was a move to use like 80% less wood and help cut their impact on the environment. Great job. And finally, Tesla is working on a million-mile battery, one that would only need to be replaced every 20-ish years. It could, in theory, drive to the moon and back twice without having to be recycled. I mean, assuming someone built a moon road, do not let that lunar highway go anywhere near Seattle. With the traffic here, we'd never get there.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
There you go, IKEA. Making meatballs out of recycled electricity. Is that how that... I don't know if I got that right. Oh, well. The end of the show show. The end of the show show. The end of the end of the end of the show show.
End of the show show.
Hit it!
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.